G'day. I'm Mike.
And I'm Mal.
And we're here to say...
Ask the Lightning Runner.
Well, viewers, our first letter today comes from... Who does it come from, Mal?
I have it in my hand, Mike.
Struth, what a coincidence.
Master Julius Coleman of Happy Valley writes, what does a Sepik River tribesman look like?
A thoughtful question, Julius, and a question that had us stumped for a bit.
We couldn't actually go to Sepik River because our busy schedule wouldn't allow it.
And we couldn't find it.
However, Mike's inventive brain has yet again saved the day, and we are now able to show you this exclusive piece of film graphically depicting a lifelike facsimile of a Sepik River native.
The man you should be concentrating on is the one who is smiling and waving at us with the grey double-breasted suit and the bone in his nose.
But let's tell them the real story behind this graphic recreation.
Right, Mal. I know it's hard to believe, but that is not a real Sepik River native. That is, in fact, our next-door neighbour, who assures us that he goes very brown in summer.
Thanks a lot to a good neighbour, Luigi Del Sotto.
The lady entering the shot wearing the lap-lap and rolled black stockings is Luigi's mother-in-law.
By the way, that isn't a bone in her nose. It is, in fact, a band-aid.
Although she looks a bit shy, she's a real old trooper, because just prior to this film being taken, she stood on a rake.
Ah, for those queasy at stomach, don't worry. That isn't a real human head impaled on Luigi's hoe.
No, it's just a black velvet Aboriginal painting wrapped around a choco.
Yes. Goodbye to you too, Luigi.
And with fond memories, Mal and me climbed the fence back into our backyard. And the next letter. Take it away, Mal.
I'm standing here in the cool shade of our compost tumbler. And here comes my wife with what looks for all the world to be a letter in her hand. What's that, dear?
It's a letter in my hand.
Is it for us?
Yes.
Struth, what a coincidence.
It comes from Master Julius Coleman again.
Struth, it's been a day chocker with coincidences.
This time, little Julius asks, is it true that certain Italians have been known to stick a bone in their noses? And dress up as Sepik River natives?
That's a tough one, Mike.
Oh, it really is, Mal. So join us next week when we load up the land cruisers and strike out across the Simpson Desert to Rome. And hopefully to answer your question.
And remember, if there's anything you want to know...
Ask the Leyland, ask the Leyland, ask the Leyland brother.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah?
Do you mind if I ask you a few questions about your sandwiches?
What about them?
What spread does your wife use on them?
Yak fat.
Pardon?
Yak fat. I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, come, sir. It couldn't be yak fat. You must be joking.
Yeah, I am.
Well, what spread is it then?
Wombat fat. I'm not a vegetarian.
Oh. Sir, I hope you don't mind my asking.
What?
Why are you wearing a frock?
Because I want to look like a girl, of course.
Why do you want to look like a girl?
So people don't hit me when I give them parking tickets.
Oh. Thank you.
Oh, by the way.
Yes?
Is that your car?
Yes.
Don't hit me.
Good morning, Deirdre. It's a lovely day here at 14 Wombat Crescent, and what's on at the 6 a.m. starters for breakfast?
Good morning, Mervyn, dear. Lined up and ready to go, we have juice out of fridge by Orchie, closely followed by milk out of carton by Daisy, egg out of eggshell by Chook.
What about snags?
A late scratching, Mervyn, out of luck.
That's a blow, Deirdre.
Never mind, have a chop.
Negative, Deirdre. What's on the list of events for today?
You promised to trim the turf.
No can do, Deirdre. The victors had the dick.
Well, Why not fix it, Mervyn?
If you recall, Deirdre, it was your very own long-haired son who, while trying to impress a certain well-knocked Francine, did render the mower useless today when he ran over Neville, the tastefully decorative concrete aboriginal, kindly donated by a certain Neolithic mother of yours.
Don't talk about my mother in that fashion. She's a fine figure of a woman.
She certainly would be if she could get those knuckles off the ground and shaved more often.
If you're trying to provoke me, Mervyn...
Don't point that chop at me, Deirdre. Do not forget who's holding the chutney bottle. By the way, where is our... Oh, good morning. Get your hair cut, Wayne.
Good morning, Dad. Any snags, Mum?
Sorry, dear. Have a chop.
Negative, Mum.
Listen, Puff, you'll have a chop and enjoy it.
You can stick your lousy...
Not in front of your mother, boy. Big and all as you are, I can still give you a go with my chutney bottle.
Now, boys, don't argue. I'll eat the chop.
Have some chutney, Deirdre. That reminds me, Wayne, turn on the radio. It's time for the replay of my commentary of the big race last night.
Must we, Dad? It's bad enough listening to you live over the breakfast without listening to that radio voice of yours.
Shut up, Wayne. Here it is now.
Now we replay Mervyn Grimley's call of last night's big race. Over to you, Mervyn.
They're off to an excellent start. And number two, that is two, is going much faster than all the others. And will almost certainly win the race, and he has. And now back to the studio.
How do you get that funny tone to your voice, Dad?
Practice makes perfect, Wayne. More chutney, dear?
Morning, dear. Tea's hot.
Oh, thanks, Mum. Morning, Dad.
No.
Here we are.
What's that?
It's a chop, dear.
Well, not this morning, thanks, Mum.
Eat the chop, boy.
I don't want it, Dad.
He doesn't want it, dear.
Keep out of this, Phil.
Oh, Dad, we have to go through all of this.
During the Depression years, boy, I saw men strangle their wives for a chop. So eat it. I've had quite enough of your devil-may-care chop attitude.
Now, Ted.
Keep out of this, Phil.
He's off again, Mum.
Bloody right I'm off again, Craig. What about the Kokoda Trail out there in the backyard?
Oh, Dad.
You know where the mower is.
I'm going water skiing.
Not with my mower, you're not, boy. When I was your age, I thought myself lucky if I had to mow the lawn. It was either that or lick the carpet clean. Look, my father, your grandfather, my father, you know, the old bloke we buried last week.
Yeah,
him. I know I'd hear another word against the old bastard. Keep out of this, Phil. He was so unemployed, the only way he could make a quid was by training funnel webs to jump over his nose.
Come on.
Don't upset your father, dear.
Keep out of this, Phil. When I was a boy, I used to walk 20 miles to school carrying a horse.
Dad, we're going water skiing. And then we're going to have a barbecue down on the banks of a river and everything.
Barbecue? In my day, they were called bushfires. You and your Uncle Alan, you can put out the whole of the Blue Mountains with a wet sock dipped in golden syrup.
It's all arranged, Dad. We're going to have a barbecue and then stay out overnight and come back in the morning. And I'll need to take the car.
The Kingswood? You're not taking the Kingswood. Just put new Venetians in it. Dad. Take your mother's car.
I can't take Marilyn out in Mum's car.
Oh, isn't it good enough for your snotty little girlfriend? It's good enough for your snotty little mother. You never hear her complaining, do you?
Well, as a matter of fact,
Ted... Keep out of this, Bill.
You can borrow Craig's Morven Star.
Thank you.
He's not going anywhere anyway. He's going out there to mow the lawn.
I'm not mowing any lawn.
Listen, Puff.
No, Puff.
Whatever your name is.
Oh, don't argue, boys. I just can't stand
you it. You always do it, don't you? You always force me.
Listen, you long-haired little sex maniac. When I was a boy...
Shut up, you vulgar old pig.
What did you call me? You jumped up little... You see what you've done? Your mother's mowing the lawn.
Yeah, it worked again, didn't it, Dad?
I know. Don't tell me. You're a Sagittarian, right?
No.
And you're a Libran.
No.
I know. You're an Aquarian.
No.
And what are you?
A lesbian. So that's it.
Well, if that's the way you would look at it, yes.
So you're leaving me for another woman?
If that's the way you want to look at it, yes.
What about me?
You can't come.
Take off that sweater.
No, it's my sweater.
I knitted it.
You did not knit it, Erica. You assembled it. Your mother knitted it. I have the phone bill to prove it.
Who spent a week at the tech learning how to spin the wool?
Who spent a week at the jail for stealing the sheep?
All right, you keep the sweater, I'll keep the house.
Don't be ridiculous. The sweater shrunk anyway.
So's the house.
Well, I didn't lay the foundations.
No, I bloody did.
I won't argue with that, Erica. You have full custody of the foundations.
I'm keeping the high five.
All right. I'm taking the wedding photos.
Why the wedding photos?
Rhonda wants to know what you looked like. Once.
Let's not get personal about this divorce. Droopy.
Don't throw droopy at me, Erica.
You threw it at me often enough. What about the children?
We don't have any children.
What about the cat?
He died 3 years ago. He's yours.
You're a monster, Chris. You always hated Tibby.
I did not hate him. I loved him like a brother.
Liar, you killed him.
I did not. How did I know he was asleep under the Victor?
Mother.
I'm not taking her.
You never talk to me.
You never bloody listen. Now, let's be sensible about this, Erica. I'll take the car, the Black and Decker, the spear gun, and the hot rollers.
Hot rollers?
Yes, it's Rhonda's birthday tomorrow.
That's typical. You'd give away the only anniversary present you ever bought me.
I didn't buy it. They're mum's. Dad won them in a chook raffle.
All right, Chris, all right. You take the hot rollers and the Black and Decker. I don't care. There's no sense in finishing the carport without the car anyway. But you listen, and you listen well. Once you go out that house, out the door, and into the arms of that other woman with
what?
The funny hair...
What?
I'm keeping hot August night.
I am?
You are not, I am.
Now, listen to me, Erica. If anyone should have claimed a hot August night, it's me.
Why?
It's Rhonda's.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Chris, we've had hot August night for 3 years.
But you can't blame her for wanting it back.
You're despicable.
Now... You're taking all this too personally, Erica. I mean, just because I'm running off with another woman doesn't mean to say that I don't like you. We can still be friends. I mean, Rhonda and I have talked about this and, well, we've decided that we want you to be our bridesmaid. Well, matron of honour, actually. But for God's sake, don't catch the bouquet. That's how we got into this mess in the first place.
Oh, God, I can't stand any of this.
any more now. Just get out, Chris.
You're being unreasonable, Erica.
Just go now, please.
All right.
Hello, Rhonda. It's Erica. No, it's all right. I'm just ringing up to say I accept everything. Yep. Just remember, he likes his eggs runny. He's crazy about pavlovas. And when you're in bed together, call him Droopy.
Tea's up.
Oh, g'day, Lois. Cheers, it's nice to have you back.
Nice to see your face, Narelle.
Yes,
what'd you do for tea while I was away?
They got a tempin.
Oh, what was she like?
Average. She reckoned she was a little petty.
The pop star?
Yes.
Oh, I can't see Cole Joy letting her be a temp. I mean, a big star like Little Patty would want a permanent engagement with an urn of her own.
That's what I thought. And she's bigger than I thought. No, hence the name, Patty.
You mean Little?
Yeah, Patty Little. No, that's not right. I'm confused. Anyway, I said to myself, Narelle Hudson, I said, I have my doubts. I mean, a Team 2 lady calling herself Little Patty Little doesn't gel true.
Why not?
She's 6'3" and black.
Very astute, Narelle.
I mean, some people must think I'm stupid. I mean, if she told me she was Louis Armstrong, I would have believed her.
Bloody temps.
Yeah, bloody temps.
Got a mind of their own, temps.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else happened?
Oh, the social club threw a terrific function in the canteen last week.
Oh, how was it? Good?
Average. Judy won the musical stenography, as usual. Brian and Con from Dispatch did their usual awful party trick.
What?
Poured Abigail and a gastet and a fluid in the punch.
What happened?
I got soapy. Well, then, Robbo and Terry stapled Deirdre to the notice board. You never guess what they did then.
Well, what did they do then?
Chucked her down the lift well. Of course, serves her right for being a teaser. I mean, anyone can wear a black bra and go like that.
Yeah, well, I suppose you're right. But in the end, you know, she's no fool because men are only after one thing.
I know that. Why won't they take it from me?
Boobs aren't everything, Narelle. You've got lots of other things to offer a man.
Yeah, but personality isn't everything.
Don't worry, you've got plenty to offer a man.
What?
Do you still take 2 sugars?
Yeah, well, anyway, by 11 o'clock the keg was empty and we ran out of cassette and the fluid and things looked a bit gloomy. So, Alan, you know Alan, the big funny bloke they appointed to raise staff morale?
Yeah.
He shot himself.
Really?
Yeah. I was quite surprised, really. I mean, one minute he was telling me a joke and the next, bang, life's funny, isn't it?
You're not wrong, Narelle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Suppose better go then.
Yeah.
Betty. Shh.
What's wrong?
In the lounge room.
A burglar?
No, worse.
What?
Can't you hear it?
No. What is it?
It.
It? Leo, what are you talking about?
on the couch. Number tens.
Tens?
Yes. Your daughter.
Vicky?
Yes. And that animal.
Tibby?
No, Graham.
We don't have a cat called Graham.
No, Graham, that mongrel boyfriend of hers.
Graham.
Yes, they're on the couch.
Oh, that's nice, dear.
That Graham, that Graham, and that's nice. He and he's and she's and...
What, dear?
Chocker.
Chocker?
Just a minute.
Leo!
Are you sure the house is on fire, dear? Great heavens. We'll all be burnt in our beds. Or couches. What's that you say, dear? The fire is creeping towards the lounge room.
Leo!
I'll call the fire brigade. Oh, they're here now. This way, Chief. In here with all those ladders and buckets of water. Cold water.
I don't believe 20 minutes he's been at it.
Leo, Vicky is 18. Calm down.
Calm down. Superman is violating my daughter. Calm down. Where's the kryptonite?
That's perfectly natural.
Natural? 20 minutes is not natural, Betty. 20 minutes is downright pleasure. Just a minute.
Oh, the new bulldozer has arrived. And the Fergie. Put them in the lounge room, fellas.
Leo, can't you just leave them alone?
Do you not realise they're doing it in front of our wedding photos? And my golf trophy? 27 minutes, it's bloody Ron Clark.
Leo.
I know.
Leo, can't you just let nature take its course?
If nature had taken its course, he should have had a heart attack by now.
Hello, George Green. It's Leo Foster here, George. I wonder, could you do me a really, really big favour, George? Could you come over and borrow a cup of sugar? Because you need sugar, George. It's an energy food. You can never have too much of it. Yeah, well, maybe your diabetes will be cured by you get over here. Yeah, well, I know. I know it's 1 a.m. That's why I want you to come over in your police car with the siren on and bash on the door and say, open up, it's the police, and I'll give you a cup of sugar. How about it? Well, you can do the same thing with your truncheon.
I've had enough. 32 minutes. So is he. I'm going to fix this. All right, you two. Now, you can...
Oh. Sorry.
Well, what happened?
It wasn't Vicky and Graham. It was young Barry and his girlfriend.
Oh?
32 minutes, eh?
That's my boy.
Lovely day, dear.
Mm.
I was talking to Mum yesterday.
Mm.
She sends a love.
Mm.
She cut a foot off.
Not now, Phil. I'm doing the trifecta.
She was trying to see if those knives really do cut shoes in half. The doctor said she should have taken a foot out first. Well, I got a bit angry. I mean, fancy telling her that after she'd done it. I mean, it's all very well being wise after the event.
Mm.
So I said to her, I said, Mum, I know you can claim your shoe on Medibank, but that's not much good to you without your foot, is it? But you know how set in the way she is. I dread to think what she'll do with that Ramset gun you gave her for Mother's Day.
One can only live in hope, Phil.
She's talking about piercing her ears.
That was my suggestion, Phil.
Yes, well, I still don't think it's the right thing to do. But you know how set in their ways they get.
Mm.
Morning, Mum.
Hi, dear.
Dad.
Yeah.
There we go, dear.
Oh, lamb's fry.
Yeah, lamb's fry. Eat it.
You know I hate lamb's fry, Mum.
During the Depression, boy, old towns had gone the rampage for a bit of lamb's fry. Doubtless you have heard of the Gundawindi lamb's fry riots of 36.
No.
Keep out of this, Phil. Your grandfather lost his ear then.
What, in a lamb's fry riot?
Yeah. So bow your head and eat it in honour of your grandfather's ear. Keep out of this, Phil.
No, well, I think I'd better run or I'll be late.
What about your grandfather's ear?
Where are you off to, dear?
The club, Mum. What club?
The Sunland Health Club.
What's that?
It's a nudist colony, dear.
Keep out of this, Phil. It's my question and I'll answer it. It's a what?
It's a nudist colony?
You've been talking to your cousin Wayne again, eh?
Why cousin Wayne?
Don't why cousin Wayne me, boy. Which one of your cousins wears a deodorant?
Don't be ridiculous, Dad. Look, Marlene and I...
Marlene?
And I are going to spend the weekend at the Sunland Health Club.
In the nude?
Yeah.
Marlene. Isn't she the one with the straightish legs? The one you're going to marry?
Yeah.
Boy, I've been married to her, that lady, your mother, for 30 years and I have never seen her naked.
Why not?
Yes. Why not, dear?
Just lucky, I guess. It's unnatural. You are not going to any nudie place.
I am going, Dad.
If God had meant you...
God?
Yeah, God, you know, the bloke on page 3 of the Bible. If God had meant us to run around naked, he wouldn't have invented Myers.
God didn't invent Myers, dear.
He did. And on the seventh day, he rested. That's why they're closed Sundays. Be that as it may, and marking my words, you are not going to no nudie place.
I am going, Dad, and I'm taking the Kingswood.
The Kingswood? You're not taking the Kingswood? I just washed the dancing skeleton.
I'm going, Dad.
You're not.
I am.
What in?
I'll take Mum's car.
Well, what's she going to do?
I'm going too. Goodbye, dear.
Do we gotta watch this?
Yes, improve your mind.
Rather watch number 96.
No.
If this is Dawn Lake, where's Bobby Limp?
It's Swan Lake.
Funny how they got different names.
Who?
Swan Lake and Bobby Limb. They're married, aren't they?
Look, it's Swan Lake from the Bolshoi Ballet by Tchaikovsky.
Sound like a racehorse. Oh, here comes Bobby now. Good Lord, he's got Dawn's pantyhose on. Where's your saxophone, Bob? Oh, there it is. Funny place to keep a saxophone. No wonder he's walking funny.
Look, it's not Bobby Limb, it's Rudolf Nureyev. He hasn't got a saxophone, it's a bow and arrow.
What's he going to do with that?
Shoot the girl.
What did she do?
Nothing. She's a swan.
Why?
Because it's culture.
'96 is on.
Quiet and watch the ballet.
I take the clothes off in '96. You take the clothes off in this?
No.
Well, what are we watching it for then?
Why is he skipping? I don't know any blokes that skip. Said Warren, the cleaner at work. You should have seen her today. You should have seen her. You know what I done? You know what I done? I dropped a dirty big funnel web spider right down the front of his King G overalls. Skipped all over the place. Of course, the real funny bit was when he discovered that I'd araldited all his press starts together.
Will you be quiet, Larry?
All right.
Oh, isn't she beautiful? Look at the way she moves. so elegant, so graceful.
She's a bit light on for norks. The pooks in 96 have got bigger norks than her. Reminds me, I wonder how Flo Patterson's getting on with that hunchback Polish peeping Tom of hers. Remember the way he pole vaults up to the third story for a quick butcher's of Flo's knickers? Mind you, why anyone want to go all that trouble for Flo Patterson to get me? Did he shot her yet?
No.
Here, about a cup of tea.
Oh, all right, I'll get it.
Hey.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, boy.
It's 96?
No.
Oh, of course, they've all got their clothes on.
It's a dance show. Swan Lake.
Where's Bobby?
He's not in it.
They separated again.
Some Russian bloke. Rudolf Bolchi.
Yeah, Dawn's run off with a Russian. What's it all about?
Well, according to your mum, you see that little puff? Skipping around with a little gold bow and arrow.
Yeah?
Well, he's going to shoot the Sheila who thinks she's a duck.
Ah. Why?
Because he's a bloody duck hunter, of course.
Ah. She's a bit light on for norks.
Yeah, they're all like that. Very fit. It's all that skipping around to music.
Number 96 is on, you know.
Yeah, I know, but your mum reckons you've got to watch this, because it's culture.
Ah.
Tea's on. Ah, hello, Brian, darling. Home already?
Yeah, hello, Mum.
Good day at the hospital?
Oh, yeah, you know, average. Well, we had an interesting case this morning.
Really?
Yeah, they rushed this bloke in from the newspaper. Seems the television critic dropped a funnel web down his overalls.
Yeah, well, I've seen enough to review this. Let's turn over to 96, see if Arnold Feathers married the pig yet.